How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler. I'm an executive resume writer with 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. And I'd like to talk to you today about 5 skills that you need for successful job search networking. Having the right contacts can help you get information about a company or industry, and learning about what those organizations or industry broadly really want. Building your network is important, especially as you go through a job search. Ideally, you will already have some foundation for your network, but developing it further can help you find the right opportunity. So these tips will provide advice for interacting with your network during your job search. So number one, don't ask for a job because they don't have one for you. While most jobs come through personal connections, like those in your network, it's not likely that everyone in your network will recommend or offer you a job just because you ask. Networking should be a two-way relationship. So instead of asking for a job, work on your elevator speech. Tell them something interesting about yourself and about what you're looking for, and ask for their advice. Don't ask for a job. And as you do so, be clear about your employment goals. They can't tell you what they know if they don't understand the parameters of what you are looking for. So as you're developing this elevator pitch, include not only what's relevant about you and your job search, but where you're looking as well. Number two, make it about them, not about you. Offer assistance to people in your network or to new contacts you have made, because it is much more likely that they will open up to helping you down the road if you've already engaged with them in a realistic way first. So go out of your way to introduce yourself to them, engage with them, show interest, and give them a reason to remember you, a hook. This relationship needs to be built on trust, and once the foundation is stable, your contact will think of you the next time an opportunity arises that they think you're a right fit for. So if you're creating quality relationships with people, you're not making contacts just to make a contact. You're not just collecting business cards. You're actually having a relationship. And a side note, don't just reach out to your network when you need something. Try to contact at least 2 people from your network a week. Check in with them. Ask them questions in general about their work, their well-being, and any ways that you can help them. Volunteer if it's appropriate. And also, remember to say thank you. This should go without saying, but I want to emphasize it. Write thank you notes to any recruiters you meet, you're meeting with, referring to the conversation that you had so they remember who you are. Emails are a fine way to say thank you when you're talking to people in your network. And when you do get an opportunity to talk to somebody or even a job offer based on a connection that you have, don't forget to show your appreciation. Being thankful goes a long way, and people will remember this. Your recruiters will remember this, and your contacts will remember it too. Number three, get outside your industry, because your job function might be transferable elsewhere. So schedule and attend 2 or 3 networking events per month to find groups you want to join. Use those meetings to make network connections and build relationships. You should have business cards ready to hand out, but don't be racing around to hand them out or collect them. Have the conversation first, then exchange cards. Make the connection, but don't appear desperate. You want to be genuine, you want to ask questions, and remember, you're trying to help them first. So stay positive and be aware of your body language and create a memorable conversation that makes you approachable. Number four, ask for additional contacts to whom you might reach out. Contacts within your network have a network of their own, and if they mention people in the industry you are pursuing a position in, ask for an introduction. After developing a good relationship with your contacts, you'll be able to ask them for connections to people that they know. And because you'll have credibility at this point, they will be more than happy to make those introductions for you. Number five, Have a resume prepared, but wait until you build a relationship before you send it. This goes along with not asking for a job. People in your network don't need your resume unless they have asked for it. Giving it to them without being prompted can appear rude and forward. You will want to make sure your resume is up to date for job opportunities that arise, but don't force it on people in your network. Presenting your contacts with a resume without being asked to can also make you look desperate. In some cases, however, you might find that sending a one-page executive biography can introduce you better than a resume can. So consider the merits of having an executive bio developed as well. This way, you're effectively introducing yourself without requiring that your audience slog through your entire resume. In conclusion, networking can be a great way to find your perfect job. In general, you want to think long-term regarding your network because relationships don't develop overnight. It takes time and patience and dedication. Make a point to consistently meet with new people and the people already in your network to start and develop those relationships. You should work on your networking skills throughout your professional career so that you have them accessible when you are ready to do some job searching. Through your network, you can learn about the industry, profession, the companies you're interested in, and you shouldn't discount connections and opportunities that can come with building your network. Thanks for listening to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler. You can subscribe to this podcast at 5strengths.com/iTunes and 5strengths.com/Stitcher. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me at podcast@fivestrengths.com or 801-810-5627.